The whole world would feel the effects of a ground war in the Gulf, but the emotional impact would hit hardest on the families of the soldiers who would fight it. My guest Alex Molnar has a son in the Gulf. Molnar started a support network for military families because of the response he received to an open letter he wrote to George Bush that was published in the New York Times. In the letter, Molnar questioned whether this war was worth his son's life or the life of any American soldier. Right now, families don't know whether they're facing a ceasefire or a ground war. I asked Molnar if families are waiting on pins and needles.
Well, of course they are. I mean, our Oakland chair, Carol Shepard, her son is sitting just several miles from the Kuwaiti border in a Bradley fighting vehicle, so you can imagine how she might feel. This morning, my son was able to get a hold of me and said, well, I wanted to get a hold of you, Dad, because I didn't want you to worry. You know, the Scud missiles that were aimed at our base were shot down by the Patriots. So all of us are continually living with the concern that people we love very much may be killed or that we may never hear from them again.
What are your hopes and fears about the next 24 hours?
I've always hoped that the world would be able to respond to what was a clear act of aggression with a forceful evocation of collective security. We seem to be on the verge of doing that. And my fear now is the same fear that I've had since August, that the President of the United States has relentlessly constructed an American response to this crisis, which almost guarantees that we're going to be involved in a war against Iraq with high American casualties. So I'm hoping very much that that can be avoided. I am fearful that President Bush has set a dynamic in motion which will inevitably lead to thousands of our sons and daughters coming home dead or horribly wounded.
Can I ask where your son is and what kind of work he's doing in the military?
Well, I can't tell you exactly where he is because
officially
he's not there. I can only tell you that he's on the ground in the Persian Gulf and that he's obviously in an area where Scud missiles are a factor.
What kinds of calls or comments have you been getting about from families about the possible ground war?
Well, the families who talk call us are families who are very concerned about the high rate of casualties that have been projected. You know, people are very disturbed about political leaders who talk about light and moderate or acceptable levels of casualties. When a coffin comes home to a person's family with the remains of somebody that they love very dearly, that's as heavy as any casualty toll ever gets. So when people talk about only 12 Marines being killed or only 4 American from the 101st Airborne Division, only so-and-so many soldiers being killed, it's a terribly heartless and cruel thing to do. It's something that's said by our political leaders, and it's something that's said by people in the media. Those are very heavy casualties for the families that are affected by them.
Are you getting comments about wanting more information, or, you know, I figure families always want to know more than they can.
Oh, I think one of the horrifying things for many families is the information they get from their loved ones is at variance with what the public seems to be told in the media. I mean, the media is good enough to say underneath the press reports that they've been cleared by the U.S. military or allied forces or some such euphemism. In fact, what it means is this report has been censored by the U.S. military. It's not uncommon for me to hear from parents who say, my son writes and says that they still don't have enough to eat, and please keep sending food because there isn't enough food here. We have reports from people who say, I have a loved one who's in the medical corps, and they are staggered by their lack of supplies and are really concerned that if it comes to a ground war, that those poor casualties are going to not receive adequate care. These kinds of things are very common.
And the mail doesn't get censored with those comments in it?
Well, apparently not. I can only assume that the volume of mail is such that it's impossible to censor it all. We've also heard from families that have said they've received empty envelopes that have been opened. So I really can't account for it. I can only tell you what I'm hearing.
What words of comfort would you have now for people with loved ones in the Gulf who are wondering what tomorrow will bring?
I can only say that the American people love the men and women who have been sent into the desert. Regardless of our party affiliation, regardless of our station in life, regardless of anything else, those men and women and their lives matter. And whatever else a person may be doing, I think now is the time to bend every effort to show our love and concern for those soldiers in any way in which we can express it.
Alex Molnar, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Terry.
Alex Molnar is a professor of education at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee and the founder of the Military Families Support Network.